Couch with Burn. Welcome to the Red Couch with Burn. We sitting here right now with one of the dopest battle rap hosts, personalities, commentators, judges, whatever you want to call her. She goes by the name of Boss Chick Rain. What's up,
hey,
Rain?
Hey, what's goodie?
What's going on, Rain? How you doing? Thank you for coming through. Thank you for blessing us with your presence, man.
Thank you for having me.
So you go to all the events, huh?
No, I used to when I first started out.
Oh, where? You don't go no more?
I go to some.
Because I know I used to see you back in the days.
Yeah, I used to go a lot.
All the joints. I used to be like, yo, why does she's at all the joints? But one of the things that I noticed is you always at the woman or the female battle rap or rap events in general. How do you go about doing that? And like, is that your thing? Is that your niche?
Well, I mean, I'm a rapper first. So when I started rapping, I kind of like realizing right away that I'm also a brand, and I started like branding myself and always wanted to kind of champion other women that were doing it. You know what I mean? So it kind of like when I got into battle rap, yeah, I just kind of like would just be supporting the women because I was also doing it too. I was battling. So
you saying was. So you trying to say you're not battling? No,
actually, I have a battle March 20th.
Because I was about to say, I know you got one.
I'm back at it.
Oh, it's on now.
It's on now.
It's on now. So Rain is, can I say back battling?
I'm back battling.
When was the last time you had a battle?
Like 3 years ago, I think. Three summers ago. I did like one for like, it was just like to catch wreck. It was on beat. And I it was just one round. And before that, might have been like 3 or 4 years before that. So that was on my league. Versus K Profit.
Right, you still you still got that lead? You still.
So this is the thing. I'm not so attached to the idea of a league anymore. But
now we gonna have
my
to
platform.
Break that down. She says she's not attached to the idea of having a league. Why? What's wrong with battle rap leagues or like?
Oh, nothing. I mean, there's nothing. I just think that overall, I'm going back. Not even going back. I think my I have a platform. The Boss Chick platform is for female rappers. It's for it's women empowerment through hip hop, basically. So I will always put on battles, but I don't have to have necessarily a league and a roster of women that battle for me. But I do manage three other girls that battle rap.
Okay, what's their name? Shout them out. What's their name?
Boogie Blue is one. She's from she's from Buffalo. You know, Buffalo is kind of hot right now.
Boogie Blue. They got a couple of rappers coming.
Yeah, Griselda. Right. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of talent in Buffalo. So I've been tapped into Buffalo for a while. Now, also, Miss Tosh. She's from Southside, Jamaica Queens, 40 Projects. And then also my girl, Nadia Ali. She's from the Bronx, but she's by way of Cleveland.
They name sound hard.
Like,
I don't even want to battle them niggas if they sound
Nadia
like that.
Nadia is a problem, I will say. They all are in their own right, you feel me? So,
hey, somebody shouting you out, Rain, Power, RBG.
Hey,
what's
Power.
Going what's going on, bro? Everything good, everything good. Yeah, we on the red couch with Boss Chick Rain, one of the greatest battle rap hosts. So, yeah, man, you know why I got you here. There was a big, big, big event that just recently went down, okay?
Right.
And it was big for the culture. Remy Ma, and I guess she most likely partnered with some other people. I don't think she did this whole thing by herself. Had an event called Chrome 23. And I saw you was there, right?
Right.
Because if Rain wasn't there, then
it wasn't. Had to be there. I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, first of all, did they have judges?
They didn't have judges.
They didn't have judges.
No.
Was there, what is it? Was it a win or lose thing, though?
No, I feel like it's no longer, some leagues are implementing, you know, judges and wins and losses, but mainly for tournaments. The whole the whole thing in the league is that they kind of leave it up to the crowd. So there were winners. The fans voted for Remy's event.
Oh, I was about to say, but they voted online.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. Because I was about to say, like, how do they choose? Because I know some battle rap events, I guess, like, at the end, the rappers start arguing on 15 Minutes of Fame and all these other platforms about the hits that they got and, like, the after effect instead of, like, what was happening while it was happening. So let me ask you a question. Is there a difference between the live battle rap and the after views, like on YouTube? Like,
yes.
Okay, what's the
difference? It's a clear difference. The difference is that, you know, that when you're in the building, certain things resonate more or less, right? So in the building, certain things may hit harder and you might feel like that person won, they have more impact or whatever. But you also, you know, it's your first time hearing it. So sometimes some bars might go over your head or you might not peep it. So when it drops on video on YouTube, that's you kind of catch things. People rewind and they bring back what they like.
That's what I was going to say, because I was that part. I do know, because sometimes I really got to be like, nah, I didn't hear what she just said. Or I didn't hear what he just said. Let me rewind that. And you can't rewind it when it's live.
Right.
You can rewind that shit on YouTube. And a lot of dudes that be saying they won, you ain't win, bruh. Because I rewound that joint mad times, and now I see.
See, but that's why you can kind of win in the building, but you can lose on camera. And they started calling people who do that. They call them like footage rappers.
Wow.
Because some people are like extra intricate, and they may not be as impactful in the building. But when you're listening to it and you're watching the video, like, oh, they went off.
Because they knew that everybody was watching, so they gave the antics on camera.
So a lot of rappers started, like, you know, people who are like that, they kind of cater to the drop. They don't care if they don't win in the building, because they know that they had good material and people probably might say they won on camera.
You see, y'all battle rappers think y'all slick, man. You got to cover all avenues, though. You got to be dope on camera. And
the best wins are the ones that transition over, though. Like, but sometimes you can
give me what you mean transition over.
Meaning, like, you can kill, like, killing in the building, and then when people, you know, when the battle drops, people still feel like you killed.
Oh, okay, I got you. I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. All around,
right?
Yo, you gotta be nice to do that shit. A lot of people don't know I was and probably could still be the battle rap king.
Okay.
Don't know that shit.
Nah, I didn't know that.
See, they don't know that. That's where they know Burn from. Yeah, it's what? Yo, listen, don't let me. I got one line right now that'll kill all y'all niggas.
Okay.
Ready to hear it?
Let me hear it.
I shoot one shot. You get two holes. How the fuck that happened? One went through, bounced off the wall, and came back in. Only one hyped around here. I'm just saying. But anyway, yo, I used to be mad nice though when I was in high school. I went to Five High School, so I was the top.
Oh wow, okay.
Yeah, I was the top rapper in all
the
school.
Bad.
Nah.
You just went to Five High School.
Yeah, I was in the group home and shit. I was moving around or whatever. I was, you know. So a lot of people know me from battle rap. Like,
okay.
You ask That's people, they'd be like, "Yo, son, nah, that nigga crazy." But yeah, it was deep. So Chrome 23. Remy Ma had four battles, right? It was four battles. You had Couture versus, who's that, Miss Hustle?
Yeah.
You had, oh man, I got my notes right here. Stop playing. You had Official versus Casey J. You had Yoshi versus, what's her name?
Prestavia.
Prestavia. I said Prestavina. My bad, shorty. Prestavia, and then you had 40 bars versus QB, Black Diamond.
Yeah.
And Remy Ma said there's three. What she said? It's a bonuses, right?
Yeah, she gave out bonuses for best performance, best battle, and body of the night.
Body of the night, best three rounds, best battle of the night. So the best battle of the night was like both parties.
Right. Those are the best battles, though. Ideally, are the best back and forth.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you who you had.
Hustle and Couture had the best back and forth.
What?
You don't think so?
Nah.
Nah?
Nah.
Who you had?
Casey and
Official.
And Official had the best back and forth because Well,
I think the official won best performance. She was very good in the room.
Oh my God. What do you like? Oh my God. Come on, Rain. Man, I thought we was going to be here. Let me see what they say. Question for Rain. Mm-hmm. In today's era of battle rap, who is more important? What's more important? Lyrical ability or performance? You know what? Let's hold that question. We're going to come back to you, bro. Because we still talking about what we're talking about here, right? So you're saying that Official had the best performance?
No, she won best performance.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Like, I think for me being in the building, I feel like she really, that crowd was different. You had to have like a certain presence that she definitely had.
She does. Everybody knew who she was, and she does always have that presence. She's always like, rah, like a big fucking, like she's the power in the room. Mm-hmm. You know, Couture is dope to me.
She is
super dope. Like to the, like, yo, like, how did she get this nice? Right, we're gonna get into that.
Okay.
But the thing is, I don't know what happened. I feel like she wasn't as nice as she should have been.
I don't know.
During this,
I thought I heard that critique of her. I feel like, I don't know. I think that I liked her and Hustle. To me, they made themselves main event.
So let's break down that battle then, right? We're going to break down that battle. You had Miss Hustle. The first line that she came off with, and you probably remember this, is when she went, "Who we introducing? Not you, not him, to your mother." Yo, son! I was like, oh my God. I do not want to be on the stage right now if I was the other opponent, because that was embarrassing. So that was the first line that she said that was dope. Then she talked about, you know, you're going to have to visit the eight behind the glass. So those are like the two biggest lines that she had during that first round. So I was like, okay, all right, that was dope. Then you had Couture. I think with Couture, that whole thing, like the whole first two rounds, her lines was just going over everybody's head.
You think so?
Yeah.
Cause like, I think she was super dope. I want to do a breakdown of that battle. I don't remember the bars per se like that.
Yeah, I got some of them joints, man. I like one bar that Couture said that had me like, I had to pause this. Let me pause this joint, son, because that shit was so dope. Like, my eyes started watering. That's how dope the shit was. She said, "You Little Kim, Charlie Baltimore, and Faith in the 90s. You big pussy." I was like, oh my.
That was hard.
God. Son,
I want to do a thing like, who had the hardest Remy bars, though? There was some hard Remy bars.
That's one of my questions.
Well, Yoshi had a hard Remy bar that nobody reacted to. I remember going off in the building.
Because she raps mad fast. That's the thing with her.
So?
Yes, Yoshi is. That's the little slim one.
Right, the short slim.
Yeah, one with the pink jacket. She raps so fast, but the thing, you know who she reminds me of? She reminds me of a Loaded Lux, where you really gotta tune in. Oh my God, did you hear what he just said? That's right. How she is. Like, she's very intricate with it, but you really gotta tune in. But I was saying, who had the hardest Remy bar? I was gonna ask you that.
I gotta pull
them. I know who I chose.
Who you got?
So, Couture.
Which one? Oh, at the end when she said, "Pat, Pat," that joint?
Yo! My God.
See, I remember that too.
She had the hardest Remy bar.
I should have had my joint.
Oh. Nah, it's cool. You can pull it up.
No, I mean, I think that's a better angle over there.
Oh, you can put it right here.
Okay.
So, Couture, to me, had the hardest Remy bar, right? And if you remember the Remy bar that she had, the Remy bar that Couture had was, let me look at my notes. I could basically remember a little bit off my head.
Okay.
She said something to the effect of, my guns go pat, pat, like Remy when she don't want to wake the kids up.
Right.
Yo, I was like, oh my God. I was like, yo, that's dope, dope.
Thank you.
And then, what's the girl's name? So Official had a dope Remy line, right? Official had a dope Remy line, but Official's Remy line, it just went so quick. Mm-hmm. And she said something like I off you like a friend or whatever. But she compared what Remy did to her friend, and then she went bow, and then everybody went crazy. But honestly, I give the hardest Remy bar, the hardest Remy bar for Chrome 23, folks. Y'all hear that? The hardest Remy bar from Chrome 23. You can tell Remy I said what's up. Tell Pap I just seen Pap the other day at Krug funeral. Was my guns go pap pap. like
that was a hard line.
Like what she said.
But
like,
I don't know if it was harder than Yoshi's.
Look, I don't remember. You can't Google that joint, man.
Nah, I can't.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie.
But that bar was so fire that Yoshi said, and nobody said that, and I couldn't believe it.
That's because I'm telling you, the way Yoshi rap, it's like her bars go over your head, like they go over your head real
Why
fast.
Why is it doing that?
You probably got the screen thing on, the screensaver on. But the way she rap, it's like her bars go over your head. And then Couture, when she had came back, she said she was trying to basically say that that Miss Hustle was smashing different dudes from both coasts.
Mm-hmm.
So then she said, "You confused, like you in Compton throwing up nut." When she said that, that was dope. Yeah. I was like, "Oh my God, that was dope. That was dope." And then who else said what now? Who else said what?
Oh, I didn't mean this.
Oh yeah. Miss Hustle went crazy. You know what? No, I ain't gonna lie. I didn't think because I know what Couture is known for, right? I know Couture is known for that craziness, right? Who did you think was gonna win out of Miss Hustle and Couture before you even?
You know what? I kind of refrained from. I felt like this event was really like the main the night of main events for women, so it was kind of hard to pick a side, like because what I feel like right now, I feel like battlers are really like kind of sensitive with if you go against them and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And normally, all right, you can try this one. Thank you. Normally, I wouldn't care. But that was hard to say. Hustle never really disappoints. I thought Hustle was really good. Like, Hustle's really a professional. She very really, she's never really choked.
Why do you say she's a professional?
Because she never choked.
I say that Hustle, she always shows up. I say Miss Hustle is a professional due to the fact that she can impersonate other rappers. You know that she does that a lot during her battle rap. She impersonates the other rappers.
When she impersonated Couture, that was funny.
Right. She had another battle on Queen of the Ring where she impersonated who the hell she impersonated on that joint? She impersonated somebody, and it was just like almost just like, oh, it wasn't on Queen of the Ring. I think it was URL. She impersonated what's her name? Every time I think of her, it's fucking Official. I keep going like this. Because that's how Official looked to me. I don't know. She just got them goddamn shoulders, man. I ain't no disrespect, but she know because she be joking on herself about that shit.
Right.
But anyway, the bar.
So you're tapped in, like you're into it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What you think? Man, listen, I don't know what you think, man. I be on in it, but nah, I ain't going to lie. So we was talking before we started airing, and I was saying that I slept on the female battle rappers.
Right.
Like, why do we do that? Why are we sleeping on the female battle rappers?
I don't know. It's always been like that. And what I try to tell people, too, that the demographic for women battlers is not really the same. Mm. It's because of that, too. A lot of the guys don't like female battle rap. It's like a small, it's like a 10%, 15%. And then not to do like that, it has to be separated because the gay guys are the bigger supporters of the girls. That's even in mainstream when you peep game, right? Like like the gay guys support, like actually support, like put money in their pockets. It's more the gay guys and women.
So gay dudes support female battle rap.
Yeah.
And we don't know that. Because I wouldn't know, I'm just saying.
I mean, saying, I noticed that when I started my league and I was looking, and plus when you're in the groups, it was the gay guys that were in the groups. And, the, you know, it's the same thing though, like Lil' Kim, Nicki Minaj, they have a huge gay guy support. The women entertainers, I'm saying. Beyonce, Janet Jackson. So it's the same thing with battle rap.
Yeah, Beyonce, Ciara, they have big, huge gay followers.
Yeah, the B Tribe is a lot of gay guys. Beehive,
wow. That's you know, now as I'm thinking about it now, so now on that question, because I really don't have gay discussions on my show like that, but that's good, because you know I got to reach all demographics, so now that we're talking about it, right? Is there a gay battle rapper?
Yes, and there's a whole gay battle rap league. Shout out to Prism.
What? League. See, we ain't even know that, son. Y'all better go on Prism. So, women or men? Or like, no. So like, all right, we got that. There's that battle rap league. But is there like in the mainstream URL,
Queen URL of the URL just ring? Recently had their first, their debut from their first male gay battle rapper.
Wow. Okay, we're going to have to look this up. Shout out to
J2. He's pretty good, too. All
right, we got to look this up. Because you know what? I'm be honest with you. I'm not battling a gay dude, bro. He's going to fucking tear your ass. Yo, my bad. But I'm just saying, I'm not, that's like you stepping into a death trap because they feisty, son. They going to say some shit to hurt your feelings. I'm on that damn stage. I ain't battling your ass. You crazy. Yeah, but back to those lines though with Couture and Miss Hustle though. I remember one line Couture was saying. She said, "Oh yeah," she said, "soon as you climate change." I love that. I love
that. That was
it.
Fire.
It was like very simple. Then Miss Hustle said, "She said." I stuffed you in a bag like Couture and then something like that. But then she said, I'm trying to see if you can move like a contortionist. I was like, oh, a contortionist. She, you know, that the word fire. Is contortionist, yeah. But the way she said it was contortionist. I was like, oh my God, man. I really, if I was rapping, like if I was battle rapping, I'd have went home. I'd have been done, son. I'd have been done for the night. Now we're not.
That's why that was the best battle, I think.
That's because of the way that they was doing their lines, right?
The back and forth, yeah.
What else I said here now? Oh yeah, Miss Hustle. So Miss Hustle brought out a doctor, right? That was like the third round, right? She brought out like some doctor, and he
how'd you feel about that?
Chips, that shit was whack to me.
Okay,
I'm sorry, Miss Hustle. You know I like the way you look.
So I want to say this: when I saw it, I felt like at first I wasn't sure. It was kind of like awkward, but afterwards I did kind of like it. It kind of reminded me of like improv or like. Like a play.
Well, kinda. You know why she did that? She did that because Couture and Miss Hustle had a... Couture brought out someone similar on the battle with her and 40 Bars. So we watched the battle with Couture and 40 Bars on the Queen of the Ring.
Right.
Couture brought out a white dude and he had like a soda or whatever. And then she opens the soda and drinks and she's like... Or I don't know if she drank it, but she was like, if she drinks this, then this is going to happen. And then she breaks down all of the stuff that could happen when you drink that soda or whatever. So that's Miss Hustle took a page out of her book and was like, oh, you're going to like this. And then
but that's what the whole angle for the third was, which when it came together, I wasn't mad at it because that was the angle. She's like, she closed out on that saying that this is what you do. You expose people, you get in their business. So she basically was doing the same thing to her type vibes.
And Couture killed it. I don't care. So to me, I think Couture won. Who you think? Who you had? You had Miss Hustle, right?
I feel like I gotta see. I'm gonna do a breakdown. Yeah, that. It's 2-1 either way. I think I might have edged Couture. I'm not sure. Because it's 2-1 either.
What's name went in? She did go in. Miss Hustle did go in.
I feel like I think did Hustle have the first round clear?
No, I think Miss Hustle had the second and maybe the third, second but round. I'm gonna tell you why I'm saying
you
that.
You giving Miss Hustle the third?
I'm gonna say Nah, because what's name said the pat pat line. But listen to what I'm saying though.
I think Couture got the third.
Oh, okay. All right. If you want to say that. But the only reason why I say Couture won, right? Which a lot of people might disagree with me because a lot of her bars went over the head, but it was one line. I'm a one-liner.
Okay.
All you gotta do is say one line and I'm fucking walking out the building. I don't wanna hear nothing no more. I'm out. I'm gone. I don't want my boys gonna be like, yo, where you going, son? I don't wanna hear no more. I heard enough. She said, and if you got kids, then this is why you gonna love this line. She said something about like to the little girl in the crib, she was like, where's mama? She said, tell that bitch, don't get out the crib. The floor is lava.
Oh, yo. The floor is lava.
See, you don't get it, right?
Right.
But damn.
What show is that?
If I could bring, I probably, it's in the room. It's in my daughter's room or whatever. But there's a game called The Floor is Lava that all the kids play. Like, if you have a four-year-old to the 5 to 6, 7-year-old and you say floor is lava to a kid, they're going to be like, oh, let's play. Basically, okay. Like, the floor is lava. And you have to count to five.
That's what's up.
And after a certain amount of seconds, everybody got to get to a certain height. So that's basically what it is. She told a little girl, don't move.
So see, you put me on.
The floor is lava. Yo, listen. That line right there, and nobody in the crowd went crazy. I was like, y'all motherfuckers ain't got no kids. That's why y'all niggas is out here. Because y'all ain't got no damn kids. All y'all niggas at this battle rap event and shit ain't got no damn kids. And y'all out here making all this damn noise. Yeah, but so you said that you got both of them, basically. You don't know who it was. Okay.
I said it's 2-1 either way. I might have edged Couture, but I think that it's 2-1.
Casey and Official. Who you got?
Official clear. But Casey was good.
I don't know, bro. I don't know how you got Official. And I'm going to tell you why.
What?
I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. You know what's crazy? I got some notes over there with Casey and thing. But I'm going to tell you why I got Casey J. And remember I told you I'm a one-liner? Right? And then you got to tell me why you got Official. When Official talked about her disability or her leg, and she rebutted and said, I'm a stand-up bitch.
Right.
That's why she was like, yo, I came with my leg anyway, I'm a stand-up bitch. That was it for me. I was like, oh my God.
That wasn't better than that in that Official set. Like, better, that one line? It was great. It was a good line, but...
So why you got Official then? Tell me why you got Official.
She gets to me, that entire event was about presence and the bars. But presence. You had to have a certain presence to kind of like keep people's attention for that crowd. And kind of win them over because it was mainly the culture in there. It was battle rappers and people from the culture.
Right,
and
then I saw
it was
that.
Also like mainstream. They were kind of going more crazy than
the regular people. Yeah, right. I saw Mano and them was in up in the balcony and all of that. Yeah, that was dope, man. We on the red couch with Burn. We sitting here with Boss Chick Rain and we talking battle rap out here. And let me tell you, that Chrome 23 joint was crazy. I wish I was there in the flesh, but I had to watch it at the end. You know, I'll be watching my baby all night. I got a daughter, you know what I'm saying? So I got to make sure I take care of her. I couldn't be there, but I wish I was there because all the stars is in the building. But going back to what I'm saying, what I'm asking you, you saying that you got Official over Casey J, and you saying that Official was more what?
She had more presence and bars. She kept my attention. She entertained very well. Mm-hmm. I feel like that platform, the Remy platform, is also about entertainment. To me, for me, battle rap is about entertainment too. Some people just about the bars. I want to be entertained. So yeah, I feel like, you know, speak to the crowd. Like, you know, it's not just bars. And I think Official she performed very well. Like, she moved the crowd. Like, that's still, people say that's old school, but MC me move the crowd. And that's what you got to do.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Official is, she's aggressive, okay?
But the best battle rappers are aggressive, I think.
That's correct. And, like, you don't want her to get in your face, okay? Because I wouldn't want her to get in mine. Like, back up. She almost had a fight with I was watching her battle my favorite battle rapper. Okay, you might not know who my favorite battle rapper is, but you want to know?
Who?
My favorite battle rapper may not be considered to be a battle rapper in today's on today's platform, but okay. I know she will smash anybody. See if you agree with me. Lady Luck.
Oh my God, that's what you say? That's my favorite. I would body Lady Luck.
That's no you won't.
Yes, I would. No, you buggy. Lady Luck is light. And Remy killed Lady Luck.
When was this?
That's the battle. That's like, that's Fight Club.
When was this? As long as that.
Son, how you don't know that?
Remy got locked up then.
This is the beginning of, that's like the first, that's Fight Club era.
Oh yeah, back
then. They battled twice.
Okay, I don't remember that.
Some people had Luck the second time, but.
I was, you know, in some certain situations.
No, I fuck with Luck. I don't want it to be taken the wrong way, but. Yo, she lost to another girl from the Bronx. She could lose to me too.
This going, this clip going now, cause I'm telling you right now, Luck, I'm holding you down. I love Rain too. I love Rain too. Mm-hmm. I love Rain too. We're gonna let that be known. But you're not fucking with Lady Luck.
Star back in the day was gonna put that battle together, me versus Luck.
Yo, we can put it together.
Put it together.
We can put it together. Let's put this video. We gonna put it together because I don't know about this. Because I think I seen her battle. I think the last battle I seen her battle.
Hustle. She battled Hustle.
Was that the last one? Yeah, and I think she killed Hustle too.
You bugging? Nah, I know. Come did. On, son. She did not kill. You're bugging.
See, because I think Lady Luck's bars are very. She's a Jay-Z with the bars. She's Jay-Z with the bars, man. She is Jay-Z with the bars.
Y'all agree with this?
Lady Luck is Jay-Z with
the bars. She can rap. She can rap. I like her on beat.
Somebody said Luck got 30 by Official.
Yeah, but Luck lost to Official and Hustle. But she can say she won because she didn't die.
Who made these? Who won? Thing because, nah, son, no. There's no way.
You saw her versus Official?
Yes. I'm telling you I saw it. And
she was just joking. She wasn't really rapping.
But you go back to what you said. You said that you like entertainment. Battle rap is a form of entertainment.
And yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why she can say that. She can say she won, but mm-hmm. she lost. Mm-hmm. Nobody in the culture think that she beat Official.
That's like, all right, now going back to what I'm saying, right? Because you were saying that it's about entertainment. You had QB Black Diamond against who did she go against on the thing? QB Black Diamond versus 40 Bars, right? So mm-hmm. 40 Bars versus QB Black Diamond. Who you had winning on that one? Is it taking you?
That's a clear time to come up.
Oh, okay.
That's a clear. Right. 40 got that.
All right. Did you see the face off?
Yeah.
Okay.
The face-off sold it for me.
Right. It was like, that was what made me want to actually watch the thing because, you know, they going back and forth about a fight that they had or whatever it might have been. And the way that battle was, I feel like QB Black Diamond was frustrated.
I don't think so. What? I feel like she kept her composure. What? She could have been way worse. Yeah, because 40 kind of, I told her this last night, you know, the other night when she was on my train, mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. that whole rebuttal your brother thing, that was kind of OD.
Nah. See? You said 40 bars was OD when she said.
She said your brother killed himself,
he's an idiot. That's what she said.
That's the bar. But I'm saying when they were talking, they had like a back and forth mm-hmm. during her round.
Oh, okay.
And QB was like, I'm thinking of.
Oh, she kept saying, bring your brother back. She kept saying, bring your brother back. Bring your brother
back.
That's OD. Nah, watch this. And then, yes, you're correct, but you have to look at everything that came before that. First 40 bars pointed out, watch this shit. I'm paying attention. First 40 bars pointed out that, what's her name? QB Black Diamond be talking that child molestation bar shit. Like, her bars be having child molestation. You saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Her bars be having child molestation in them. Like, she stay talking about something about a child doing something to something. And so, she pointed that out. That's what 40 Bars did at first. She pointed that out in her first verse. All right. Then, QB Black Diamond not only says something like that. She says something like some molestation shit.
Mm-hmm.
She said Chinese, she said something about little dick like Chinese niggas or something like that.
Right.
Now, I get it. It's hip hop. We exaggerate stuff and all that. But yo, you see, after the baby got canceled and all that shit, you gotta watch what you're saying about certain people. There's some Chinese people in that crowd. If you watch the reaction from YouTube, everybody was taking offense to everything she was saying. Like, she was extreme with it, though. She was extreme with it.
I mean, people were taking offense because they probably didn't She's always been like that, though.
No, that's her style. I think she was a little bit more lyrical, cause she they pointed out she trying to be like the female Arsenal or something like that's what they were saying, but cause Arsenal's a disrespectful man.
But no, but her and Arsenal battled. They both she's called the queen of disrespect. That's what they call her.
She wasn't really being that much disrespectful to 40 Bars in that ring. I feel like she wasn't really doing anything. She was doing a whole bunch of nothing. 40 Bars was spitting that shh.
I mean, I don't agree. I feel like she was being her. That's who she is.
And she even said, right, but she even said in the face-off, she even said, what she said in the face-off, she said, I'm not coming up there to be lyrical with you. I'm not trying to outbar you. But then as you watch some of the old QB Black Diamond joints, she's spitting. So I just couldn't understand what was going on. I just didn't understand it. It was confusing to me. I was confused the whole thing. But you said who won that? Obviously, 40 Bars won that.
40 got that.
40 Bars. She stepped up.
But they, in QB's defense, when she did hit with some bars, the crowd wasn't really reacting to it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
It's like that particular crowd, they picked who they wanted.
Nah.
And they channeled their energy to that person. That's the same thing that happened with Yoshi and Prestavia. Prestavia was the fave, and even that's what I'm saying. I'm gonna give Prestavia had the presence in the bars. That crowd was about presence. You gotta have stage presence too, and that's not delivery or aggression or projection. It's when you stand on the stage, you command the attention, and then you're in tune with the crowd. So the thing too, when that happens a lot, when the crowd's not fucking with you, it's your job to make the crowd fuck with you.
You got to do something.
You got to listen to the crowd.
You got to resuscitate.
Or start talking
yourself
to the crowd. Like, start getting them involved. Like
how?
All the best do that.
What do you do? Like,
I feel like if that ever happened to me, I would just start rapping my bars to the crowd. Like, you fight through it until you land on that fire shit that they fucking with. Because you got to believe in your material.
That too. I think that's where it's at.
That's happened a lot in battle rap. You can see where the crowd can zap. It plays on the psyche of the battle.
Snatch your goddamn soul right out your body, nigga.
That was happening to QB too. Like, she was, you know, I could tell she was feeling, but not in her performance.
You saying that because you was there, but when I'm watching it on YouTube, I didn't see that. I saw somebody who was not spitting like that, and she kept saying wild, disrespectful stuff about, and it was especially about that child. Yo, where my notes?
It's not child molestation. She was more so like, she's saying that, yeah, like she said, I drop the kid on the head or some shit like that. It's all just disrespect.
Nah, she said, all right, one line. She said, no, you're right about all of that. Like, I drop your kid on your head, but one line she said, I get my nephew to ask your daughter how much her Gucci costs or some shit like that. Like, I was like, whoa. And then somebody from the crowd, from the crowd was like, oh.
And she responded.
And she said, my nephew,
her daughter's
16.
17. I mean, 15.
Crazy, son. I am not condoning that. Brother Slim lost his virginity later on in life. Okay, so I'm still not condoning that. Okay. We're not condoning a kid smashing. If that was my child, I'm getting off the stage. This is why I can't battle rap. So this is the reason why. Remember, I told you I used to battle rap a lot.
Right.
After, I think it was after the group home and all of that, I developed, you know, a little attitude with it. And you know what? I can't deal with somebody spitting in my face. We're not doing that. One little droplet, my nigga. One droplet. This battle is over. And you know them droplets coming. The way they be all up in your face. Nah. And then when the pandemic hit, It's crazy because I had hit poison pen up too. I was calling a couple of people because I was like, yo, I think I want to rap. I think I want to battle rap now because they got the mask now. You ain't right. gonna look stupid wearing that damn police shield on the stage. So I was like, I might want to do this shit now. You can spit all you want. I'm gonna tear y'all asses up. So you said you had what's her name? Yoshi. 40. I have 40. No, Yoshi and what you call it?
I gotta watch that on cam because in the building, Persavia got it to me.
That's correct. In the building, she got
it. But people are saying that Yoshi got it on cam.
The reason why you're gonna say Yoshi could have won that battle is because she was spitting straight flames. Yeah. But nobody was here. It was too fast. To me.
Too fast?
Yes. To me, that's why Jay-Z is so nice because his bars is just right. They might go over your head if you're a little bit slow, but when you really sit down and think about it, you'll catch them really quick. Like, it's certain battle rappers where they got them hard bars that go over your head, but you catch them like 2 seconds after they say them.
Right.
Then there's some battle rappers where you really got to sit there and be like, oh. Oh! Right. Mad late with it. That's Yoshi.
Sometimes. I don't think so.
To me, that's Yoshi mad late with it. She just, you know. So
her bars are intricate, I will say.
Definitely, definitely. So we did that. We did. All right. So we got all of the people who won versus who you think, right? So now I got a series of questions. And we could go back to somebody said, question for Rain. Mm-hmm. In today's era of battle rap, what's more important, lyrical ability or performance?
What's more important? I think they coincide
with each other. And why?
Because it's really how you say it. Like, as I'm preparing for my battle right now, the more I say it, you find different ways to make it sound better. Mm-hmm. So performance is really key. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can have some hot shit or even some regular shit, mm-hmm. but if you say it the right way, the regular shit will come up hot. So maybe performance might be better. Because lyrical content, right, that's a given. It's like, yeah, we want to hear that. But battle rappers are not really into lyricism, in my opinion. I mean, battle rap. Punchlines, mm-hmm. not to say punchlines is not lyricism, but battle rap is about punching. Mm-hmm. So that's lyricism kind of gets slept on.
And that is the lyricism part, the punching, the similes, the metaphors, right?
Right. Well, no, I'm saying punchlines technically is a part of lyricism, but in battle rap, I feel like the similes and metaphors dominate battle rap.
You need that. You definitely need that. I see people on there hollering. So, next question. Mm-hmm. I always wanted to know this. You know, Math is my homie. I always talk about Math. It's one of my favorite battle rappers. I love Math, man. You know, because I think he's the most slept on, too. But, you know, every time he talk about fighting and battle rap, you know, he was one of the original niggas that punched a nigga in the face and all of that. Yeah. So, my question to you is, how far is too far and what's off limits when it comes to what battle rappers talk about when they rap about other rappers? Like, what's off limits? Like, can you say, I have your 2-year-old daughter? So, like, I've seen Arsenal say some stuff, boy.
Right. What's the difference in QB saying and Arsenal saying it?
Either or. It doesn't matter. I'm just asking what is the same thing.
No, I'm going disrespectful back. With it. No, but you was highlighting that QB was saying child molestation.
But Arsenal is more lyrical with it. His lyrics are ridiculously crazy with it. QB is just like straightforward. Suck my, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, she's just saying SMD, where Arsenal is saying SMD with a candle stick on the top of it. Whatever he gotta say, whatever he's saying with it, it's more of an intricate play with it.
I just think off limits is just touching.
physically touching. Physically touching. Don't touch me.
Right.
And I won't touch you. Because I remember when I was watching that battle with Lady Luck and, what's the name? Fishu.
Mm-hmm.
And Lady Luck had blew some smoke in a Fishu face.
That was OD. She was wrong. That was dead wrong. Luck? Yeah. I would not tolerate
She did it on purpose. She went.
And Fishu was right at her. Like, watch, like,
but she was in her face, though. You're in my face. You're in my face. I blew smoke in your face. What? Why are you?
She was rapping, though. That was disrespectful.
But you gotta be here, though. She was dead. She was right here, though. She was right in her face.
Nah, that didn't warrant that.
Listen.
The smoke in the face could have really turned into a fight.
All right, maybe I'm a little bit passionate because that's how I got stabbed.
No, maybe you're biased. Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? I blew smoke in the nigga face. Like it swung at me, I knocked him out, and I got stabbed and all types of shit. But anyway, yeah, that's probably why, you know, I'm thinking like that. But still, at the same time, though, I don't think that that is, I think it was all a part of it. Like, if that would have happened to me, I think the reason why Official got mad is because she was losing. I think that that's how it is. I think that a lot of the times when these
she got mad because that was disrespectful. That did not warrant that. Nothing official did warrant to getting smoke blown in her face. That was out of line.
That's correct. I am going to agree with you on that. Official didn't do anything to get smoke blown in her face.
Right.
I think that Lady Luck just did it because she was this close all up in her grill.
Probably.
And she just blew it like, bitch, move back. Okay, you all up in my joint. And what's the name? Official got tight. Because she was losing.
No, anytime. She got tight because that was disrespectful. No, I'm gonna tell you, real talk. Nobody in the culture thinks Lady Luck beat Official. But if nobody thinks that. But I'm telling you,
in the culture,
like the people that really
that was like now, in if, the building.
No, not in the building. The culture, meaning that nobody I'm gives Luck the culture. Win over that. I interviewed Luck after that, and I can see where she could think she won because she was kind of just having fun and she did enough to
get the crowd's attention
to not die. Official wasn't exceptional against Luck. So Luck did enough to stay alive. Luck was not that great. I might even, come on, hey, ask anybody in there. Y'all seen Luck versus Official, man. Was Luck good versus Official?
Yes. She tore Official ass up. I seen it.
You're bugging out, man.
I even watched it today again. Right? I even watched it today again because I wanted to see if I was bugging out to see if Lady Luck was still my favorite female battle rapper. And I really think she is. It's not because I know her. It's because, I knew her back in the days. It's not because of that. It's because her bars is Jay-Z. I'm telling you, it's like her shit be going over here and you really got to listen to it again. But yes, she's playing around. But like we said, like your boy said, he asked, is battle
Lady rap, Luck is light, man. You hyping Lady Luck, man.
Battle rap. Okay, whatever. I'm telling you.
Lady Luck is light. She's a good rapper.
Luck, she got a bacon, egg, and cheese show and all that. I want to be on that show. But we're going to have to holler at her. All right. Why do female battle rappers get less recognition?
I mean, it's just, unfortunately, it's like that in every male-dominated sport, you know? Also, like I said, the demographic is not the same, but we're both in the same culture and we're sharing the fans. Mm-hmm. But the fans that generally really support women are not the dominant fans, okay. Which are men. Heterosexual men in particular dominate battle rap culture. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot more women coming into the fold.
Right.
So, all I want to say too is that new fans, new women fans, just, you know, educate yourself. Like, watch Mad Battles. You can have your preference, but when you start, like, I'm noticing, like, it's a lot more women. And when they start tweeting foolishness, people don't respect opinions that just don't make no sense.
You're right, though.
Maybe they probably like them because they think he's cute or some shit like that. Like how we do like sometimes. That. Right, that's starting to come. Am I knocking us? Ladies, just, you know, watch Mad Battles and do your due diligence. Watch old battles, too.
Some old battles. Right.
Of your faves, I mean, you know, like get familiar. Boogie Blue, I shouted you out earlier. What's goody?
Boogie Blue said you look mad good. That's what they said. Somebody said you look mad good. Somebody said that. Who said that? Oh, no. This person. Somebody. The.
Oracle. Oh, the Oracle Queen Prophet. What's goody?
You look nice. I cast it up. I said, they said you look mad good. Same thing, same thing.
What did she say?
My boy Stretch said a lot of them got ghostwriters.
Yeah. Oh, here we go, man. Yeah,
but I mean.
So do a lot of the guys, though.
But, the battle.
And that's what I hate when you talk about women. The first thing you say is.
Ghostwriters?
Yeah, I hate that.
I was watching Matt Hoffa's show in the barbershop.
Yeah, he did some, him and Misfit did the wrong thing when they spoke on that. They were way too loose with their lips. Yeah, he's not, he don't really do the due diligence anyway.
He asked the question, he said.
No, but he also pushed a narrative that was incorrect. And she also fueled the incorrect narrative. Okay, but she explain. Knows, hold up, she knows as a woman, mm-hmm. the same thing was being said about her just because of her affiliation with Cortez. She knows damn well she writes her bars, but niggas was saying that about her too. So why would why would you push?
Because
I have the interviews. I interviewed all of them.
That's so funny because I never seen that. But it, you know what's funny about it is that when I see Misfit, for sure, you know, Cortez, my man, too. Shout out to Cortez.
Shout out to Cortez.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought. I said, oh, that's Cortez. That got to be his sister. That's the first thing I thought. I was like, yo, she look like him. She sound like him. All of that. And I was like, wait, that's not his sister? Nah, he gotta be right. Now, that was the first thing I thought.
That's what dudes do, though.
That's not right. I shouldn't have did that. That's not right. That's not.
So that's what I'm saying with him saying that. That's what dudes do. That's what I'm trying to say. On, I don't really watch the show, that's but not nice, when yeah. she was on that particular show, I did catch. Mm-hmm. And nah, you can't be pushing a false narrative, especially as a woman, mm-hmm. when you know that your whole career, people have been saying Cortez has been writing for you, and you know he don't. Wow. So why would you push a narrative about women, everyone having ghostwriters as a woman?
I wouldn't. But then Remy Ma said it don't matter. She said it doesn't matter if people write for a female or whatever, or female writers, if females have.
I can kind of. I've said something to that degree, but how does she validate it? I didn't see it.
She just said that it doesn't matter. She said it doesn't matter. That's it. Like.
And what did they say to counter that?
Math, he was kind of a little bit taken back by it. He was, wow, like, really? So you're saying, because he probably thought it was going to be the other way around. He thought Remy was going to be like, nah.
Because Remy is coming from an investment standpoint, and, you know.
That's what it is.
We're trying to, like,
right,
you know.
Right, right.
Plus, the way that right now the climate and the culture and, mm-hmm. and the assumption is that all these crews and battle rap are helping each other anyway. But see, if you're really an artist, and she's saying that too, because if you're a real artist, not just a real artist, and you've been rapping, you've been in studio sessions, you run with crews, mm-hmm. we share bars all the time.
Mm.
Sharing bars meaning like
you be in the studio and right. your man be like, yo, let me get that bar.
But not like that. No, I mean,
let me get that bar.
Let me re-say that. Not share bars. I mean that you're in a vibe. If that's my people's, if I'm rhyming and I'm trying to, like, you know, I might come up with the content of the bar,
mm-hmm.
but then, or I might come up with what I want to say, and then everybody my fellow rapper will help me put it together.
Okay.
I'm saying that. That's not ghostwriting, though.
No. It's,
but I'm just saying
it's
that.
It's a form of it, because I'm going to tell you, sometimes when you look at the credits on the back of the album, some people that have credits on the back of the album was because they helped the scheme of that bar or that verse.
Yeah, so I'm saying it's a gray area. I'm mm-hmm. just kind of like following up on why she's saying that it doesn't matter, okay. because it's about the execution from mm-hmm. that standpoint. The real purists, like, there are certain bloggers, like an Angry Fan, he'll be going crazy. He mm-hmm. do not, mm-hmm. if you don't write your bars, he's like, you're a dub.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm hearing that right now. So.
Right. But I'm like 50-50 with that.
Yeah.
If someone's like, to me, ghostwriting is someone writing out a round and giving it to you, and you mm-hmm. just saying it, and, you know what I'm saying? That's ghostwriting.
Are there any, do you think that there are any, or are there any?
Well, yeah, there are.
Female battle rappers.
But
rappers?
See, what people don't know, if you really know about, what ghostwriting is not about skill,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Unless unfortunately, this is what y'all do, men in particular, to women. Okay. You find a woman that looks like something, could be a girl, whatever it is. Then you then
speak
you,
this 16.
Exactly.
Girl.
We gonna get some money. Right, y'all do that. Y'all infiltrate 16. The game. We're real talk. Let's talk about that. Y'all infiltrate the game and pimp out women on some here, take these bars. But what I was gonna say before that, about ghostwriting. Ghostwriting is about speed. It's not about skill. Because some of your favorite rappers... Yeah, because once you start popping, you got a bunch of engagements. You got deadlines for music. It's a profession. It's a business.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know, like, are you a professional? Mm-hmm. You need... It's about speed. Like, I have a deadline in the studio. Mm-hmm. I got to submit this record by this date. Mm-hmm. I only got one verse. Somebody might help me with the second verse. You know what I'm saying? Like, ghostwriting is really about speed. It's not really about skill.
How much of battle rap is real and how much is it fake? Like, these rappers be like, I got a gun so big, I shoot through you, the house, and the house behind it. Like, all right, we know that part is exaggerated, right? But right. I'm just saying, how much of battle rap is real? Because I do see they be fighting and stuff in the street every now and then, but like, how much is it is real? Because a lot of these dudes be talking crazy, like they really be in the streets hard body like that. How much is it real, like, percentage-wise?
I mean, it's not real.
Not a bit.
I mean, how much is rappers real?
I'm disappointed, man.
How much of rappers real to you?
I don't know, but a lot of these rappers be sounding like they be from some real shit, like Jim Jones and Maino and them niggas is real niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? You can tell by the stuff that they be saying, and I'm from the streets. You know what I mean? So when you're from the streets, you can understand what they be saying and you can relate to it. But I'm just saying, with battle rap, it's like the words and the
you got certain ones that are authentic to 100%. Like,
I feel like the ones that are authentic, they don't rap as much. Like, they're not on the stage all the time like that because they don't have... They just ain't about that rap life. They like they about that street shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, with me, I could never rap about things that happened to me growing up. Like, I couldn't rap about the group home. I couldn't rap because it was just like it's so much feelings and emotions involved in that shit. I can't even get through a line without saying, nah, I gotta think about this for a second. I be in so much deep thought about some shit that I went through when I was younger. I can't even finish the fucking rap. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I feel like if you're a true artist, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yo, what's up with Queen of the Ring? We're like, what happened to them?
They have an event this month.
Oh, they do? So yeah, is March it like, 26th. Was it slowing down or something, or was it?
There was like a lag in, that's even when I was active. There was a lag of, I mean, as far as a platform with my league. There's like, it was a lag for women in battle rap, like 2016 to like 2019. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So if you were outside as a woman, you kind of were just battling wherever.
Y'all put in that work.
Yeah, so Queen of the Ring was kind of like, they kind of scaled back on events, but then they joined forces with URL, and they have been doing events, but it's on the URL timeline, like the URL schedule, basically.
Okay, all right. So, and this is one of the questions that's been burning my mind, and it's kind of similar to the one of the questions that I asked you before, which is almost the last question, which is, what does another rapper on that stage have to do or say for you to put hands on him?
For me to put hands on him?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
What you gotta do for Boss Chick Rain? Because you already know she sound like she'll put the hands on your ass if you want it.
I feel like if they're too physical, like my classic, my one real classic battle with Matrimony, people thought that we were gonna fight
because they kept touching each other.
We didn't touch each other, but we were, like, really aggressive, and we kind of, like, she was being rude. See, I don't like disrespect. Mm-hmm. And old school era of, I can't feel disrespected. That's disrespectful. Old school, it's not even old school, original battle rap, you can't talk through niggas' rounds. If you talk through my round, that's disrespectful. Especially in the street. Like, that's if we were rapping in the street.
Man, shut up, man. That means that round.
If someone's talking through your round, it's like you trash, or like, I don't know, it's like, it's disrespect. She was talking through my round a lot, so that's why I was like, we had a moment in the ring, because it was like, why you keep talking through my round though? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's rule. Everyone knows that that's a rule. And also, people know, too, when you start talking to it around, it's like you trying, you kind of like, you got to be losing. You know what I'm saying? Because why are you talking to the round so much?
This is what I was saying about official. That's why I feel like she got mad. I feel like...
So but she wasn't talking through her round, though.
Right, but what I'm trying to say is this, and this is what I wanted to say at that time, and I didn't get a chance to finish my thought, is I feel like any rapper who you see getting physically mad on that stage and they face look like they about to, like, they just, they're like, nah, son, nah, son. Anytime you see that, it's because they feel that they're losing, and you see, like, how the crowd is going crazy. I was watching a battle between, what's the girl name? Casey J and somebody else. Casey J and some skinny chick with a baldy. I don't know her name, but the girl choked, though. But Casey J was tearing her ass up, boy. Okay. And you could clearly see the madness in this woman. The chick looked like she was about to, like, she looked like she wanted to fight. And that's how you get. But back to the original question, like, what does somebody have to do for Boss Chick Rain to duff him?
In a battle, I think I would just keep my composure. You have to, like, touch me in an aggressive way that...
Like, I'm not dealing with the tap in the pockets. We're not doing the tap in the pocket thing and all of that. Because if you tap my pockets a little bit too hard, I'm skinny. That shit going... A nigga like me gonna move. You know what I'm saying? And I'll be like, oh! And then I'm gonna wanna fight. You know what I'm saying? So
the tapping pockets, I mean, I don't really wanna be touched, but I feel like this era right now, they do a lot of touching. But I feel like the touching has to be some form of camaraderie, meaning like we're cool like that. But if you are op that we're not cool like that, like, it's like, why are you touching me?
We not cool like that.
Why are you touching me? Let's just battle. Don't touch me. You know what I'm saying? I don't think, like, I had a battle like that, though. Don Lady, she touched me, but I laughed because we was cool. Because I was like, why are you touching me? Like, just, you know what I'm saying?
Best female battle rapper, besides yourself, because most battle rappers say I'm the nicest. Besides yourself, who is the best female battle rapper?
Oh, I wouldn't say myself anyway. I hate when artists do that.
Yeah, I'm nice.
They name the whole crew. The best female battle rapper, I mean, right now I'll say it's 40.
You know what?
40 is the queen.
You know what,
I mean,
folks? You know what, folks? I'm going to agree with you on it. I heard that Remy Ma say that Casey J was the face, and I was like,
That's like a culture thing. It was like a whole thing about the Smack said that she was the face.
Because she looked good or something?
No, I mean, not even because of that. Because Smack, at the time, she was like, she put in work.
Okay.
Let me finish. She put in a lot of work last year. And so, in that moment, he kind of just, for them, URL is with Caffeine. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she was getting looks. It was between her and Vixen, but he said it. He called her that. And then they ran with that. That's why she's been calling herself that. And some of the bars at Chrome, she had face bars. Because he called her that in the interview.
You learn something new every day. And I'm going to say that. I don't know if we disagree with anything on this show today, but I'm going to agree with you on the fact that 40 Bars is it.
Between 40 and Hustle.
40 and Hustle, yeah. Hustle is...
I mean, it's like top five, but I feel like if I was to show somebody who didn't know battle rap, yeah, I would point at right now, 40. But I think like Hustle is a model. Hustle is a dope artist, but I feel like she's like a model battle rapper. I mean, because she got aggression, she got bars, she got performance. She's...
Because 40 be looking like she about to forget her lines every time she raps.
You think so?
That's why you laughing, because you know that she's true.
No, I was surprised you... I laughed because I was surprised you said that, so...
She looks like... She's going to forget her bars every time. Now that I just said that, go back and watch them raps. And she'd be like...
Can't forget Jazz either. But Jazz is just not as active.
As everybody else. And I keep telling people, like, yo, what's going on? The battle with her against... I don't even remember. 40. That's who it was, I think, right?
Yeah, that was that was Jazz's best performance.
The battle with Jazz against 40. See, that's where it blew my mind to know that 40 is as nice as she is now. Because Jazz, she tore.
But 40 kind of killed herself, though.
How?
Because she choked.
Oh, on that at that time.
Yeah, she did bad. Like, she choked. She choked all three rounds.
And that's what I'm saying. It's every time she always looks like she's about to forget. That's how I see her in the recent battle in Chrome 23. She was looking like she's about to be like, oh.
I don't think so. I think she was looking like she was angry.
Tell me the line real quick. You know, niggas go in the crowd real quick to their friends and shit. Be like, yo, can you tell me what's the last bar?
Everyone, I didn't see that controversy. Everyone keeps saying that she did that.
I know you ain't just saying
we that. Talked about that. Shuni said she wasn't doing it.
All right. Whatever. All I know is that almost all of these battles that I've seen.
Only person I'll take over Hustle is 40.
Is 40, yeah. Hustle is more. I don't know. I think I just might like the way Hustle look or something. I don't know. I don't know about, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to talk about her too much, but I'm just saying I like the booty. You know what I'm saying? The booty. All right. I had to do a flyer with Miss Hustle on it, so I had to like design the flyer and like had to blow it up and shit and like take all of the pixels from around the butt and then it was anyway.
Oh gosh.
that's why I like it anyway. So that's the best battle rapper. Okay. Here we go. Last question.
Okay.
Who is the worst battle rapper?
Oh gosh, really? The worst battle rapper?
Who's the worst battle rapper? I asked Goods this on a show that I had on DTF before.
Who did he say?
He didn't want to answer, but you know Pop.
I knew he didn't answer. He's too cool.
Now you know Pop, his man Pop answered.
What he said?
He said Cortez.
He did not say Cortez.
He sure did.
Pop said Cortez?
I believe so. I think
hell no.
I got to go back and look at the footage, but I believe.
Shout out to Papiando. That's my guy.
He did say that, and I was like, oh. Wow, I didn't like that because that's Cortez, my homie. You know what I'm saying? But I think he did. I remember him saying
I don't
that.
Believe he said that. Because he's loopy in the battle. I can't
show the footage at the bottom of the screen and shit at the end of the, you know what I'm saying, post video. But, yeah. I believe
the worst? I don't know who's the worst, man. There's this girl right now. I've been saying that. But like, I might end up battling her because now I keep saying that she's like terrible. Reggie. She's just Reggie. Mm. She's not known like that. I mean, she's known in Florida. Her name is La G.
You gotta have intricate bars and schemes with the shit, man. You can't just be regular with it. And that's how I felt about QB Black Don. I felt like she was just regular with it that whole.
Everybody's style is different, though.
Yeah, but, the whole, but see, you're thinking about regional and culture. I mean, regional.
No,
like,
I'm talking about as a rapper. Mm-hmm. I'm hip hop first. Mm-hmm. I'm not bad. So as a hip hop. If you're an artist, everyone's style is different. Mm-hmm. It's about being original. Mm. QB is original though, so she might not be for everybody. But I had to realize that too. As I'm coming back, I might not be for everybody.
How do you, yo? I know I said that was the last question, but this one is dope right here. How do you prepare for a battle rap? Like, how do you prepare? Like, do you write your raps and rap them shits over like over and over and over and over in your head till you get them? Do you record it first? Like, how does this work?
For me, I don't write. I write in my head.
Wow.
So I have to literally say it over and over. And so I was talking to 40 and Shuni about that last night. I actually got some tips from them that was different because I don't write. It's like we're kind of doing the same thing, but I don't have a pen. Because for me, when I started rapping at like 12, 13, when I would write my raps, I would read them and they sound whack to me. So I started just writing in my head. I think that when you write in your head, you kind of like, if you write into a beat, you get every pocket. That's why all my rhymes that I had, they're like, the flows are so, like, I'm more into lyricism.
This is deep, though, right here, because I know that when we write raps or when we spit the 16s over beats and all of that, yeah, a lot of rappers talk about they don't write that. But to not write the battle raps, though, to remember those schemes and the way that y'all come back full circle and go back to the beginning of the scheme, nah, that's
but you know what's dope, though, about, so there's two things. What's dope about it is that the whole process of memorization, we don't have that step because you're writing in your head, so it's not hard to memorize because you keep saying it over and
same
over.
Thing,
so
same thing.
like everything I have right now for next week, I have in my head.
Oh, I see what you're saying. The lines be so hard, and you know, like, you coming at that person, so that's what makes you remember it too, right?
No, not if they hard or not. I'm saying that when you write in your head, you mm-hmm. have to keep saying it.
Over and over
again. You have no choice, okay, right? Because you write until you get your bars. Okay. This is what Jay-Z does, though. Phone, right. When people try to give him that. Credit for freestyling whole songs, mm-hmm. I think what he did, though, is he mastered the speed. That's what mm-hmm. I haven't mastered yet. Mm-hmm. So I write in my head, but to me, writing in your head takes longer mm-hmm. than writing on paper. Mm-hmm. I think people who write on paper, they get into a zone quicker because they can see it mm-hmm. and they can piece it and all that. But if you do it in your head, you're piecing it in your head, sky. In the sky.
You're like, yo, you're piecing together words in the cloud. You're right. Taking one word from over here and then putting it
it's
over
all in
there.
Here. Okay, but I feel like what Jay-Z does, which is another level of talent, mm-hmm. is the speed in doing that. Mm-hmm. That's why he's able to do one take hold and shit, because he's like, he wrote the shit in his head and he mastered the mm-hmm. studio to kind of be able to get the rhyme out.
One time.
Mm-hmm. It's speed. Because right now, I feel like I'm still fighting to get the speed, and it still mm-hmm. takes me a while. You feel me?
Yeah, I sit right here on the computer. I record just like this. I don't write nothing anymore, but that's only because I could punch the hell out of myself. I could just keep punching myself.
Oh, I hate punching.
Yo, listen.
I was in the studio, like
Jay-Z does it now. Was he? They asked him. They said, "Yo, do you still like not write?" He said, "Well, like, he's like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like the mic is right there. You know what I mean? It's right there in the studio. You know what I mean? So it's everything is just right in front of you. So you don't have to really get up. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know." So, it's easy. Like, imagine.
I hate punching, man. I want it to be fluid.
If you got a line that's fat, I'm the realest to ever do with the feeling that heaven to with the deal is the resolution, the winners never music. And then, like, where do you, like, you're going to run out of breath, son? Stop.
I feel like if you created it, you should be able to say it.
Yeah, try smoking.
That should help.
Try smoking some treat. Well, yeah, that's what they say, but you know. I don't know. Weed and took away my breath.
I hate punching. Being back in the, that's one thing I never mastered as an artist is the mm-hmm. studio. I think it's a whole science to the studio, mm-hmm. which is how people end up sounding really good. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm more of a roar, like mm-hmm. roar, like, so
raw sounding.
Like, yeah, like I sound better in the street. Like I sound better. Like mm-hmm. you hear my rhyme right now. Like that's fire.
I'm the other way around.
Better in the studio.
When I go to the studio, that should be sounding crazy. When I'm on the street, I sound good too. But when I'm on stage in front of people, my voice is projecting like no other. They're like, yo, why
the stage too? I'm good on stage.
Yeah, but then when you know different occasions, different places call for
the studio
voices.
Is cool, but it's mm-hmm. not. I gotta master it. The other someone in the session, the engineer was trying to punch the verse, and I was getting annoyed.
Getting tight,
I'm like, let me get the verse.
You wanted to do the whole.
Thing. I wrote it in my head. So I'm trying to tell him I wrote it in the studio. So instead of letting me, to me, mm-hmm. not to be all like that, like that was a whole. It showed me like you could tell. The difference between someone who writes in their head and someone who doesn't, mm-hmm. right? So he's not allowing me to continue to finish the rhyme the way I wanted to because mm-hmm. he can't see it. It's like,
and
you know what I'm saying?
Not only that, yeah, you gotta see your vision and your passion in it is the reason why you want to just lay that down. Yo, I want to do this right. perfectly because this is coming from the heart.
Coming from the heart.
Yeah, I know. I feel you on that one.
And that's also too, you know, just to wrap it up too, like that's also, I feel like me personally, I like, With female rappers, I prefer female rappers that rap from the heart. Mm-hmm. It's like some girls just rap and it's like they think it's cute to rap. Those I'm not really. If the song is cute, cool. Even with battle rap, if you think it's cute to rap, that's not my. You know, I like. I'm more of a real talker anyway. So mm-hmm. some of the bars like. That's why I'm coming back too, because I be feeling like, what are y'all really even talking about? Everybody's just talking about fiction.
Yo, son, I'm glad I'm getting this exclusive right now, son, because Rain is coming back. And if she come back and she tear all your asses up, I'm the first one to heard it. All
right?
I heard it over here first, man. You on the red couch with Burn. We sitting here with Boss Chick Rain. What you got coming up, Rain?
Yeah, so next Sunday, you know, it's going down March 20th. I'm battling, I'm returning. I'm battling Harlem Green. It's a, you know, dude. And that's good. I wanted to, like, the challenge of a dude.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm not battling no woman, son. It's not happening, bruh. It's an embarrassment that you're not ready to handle. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. Unless you Charlie Clips and them tore them two chicks up one time, I think it was.
I gave it to the girls. Fish
you know you did.
No, oh, you mean when Charlie? I was thinking
Charlie and DNA.
No, that was Kayshawn and DNA.
Kayshawn and DNA.
I gave it to Bonnie and 40. Bonnie and 40, their material was better. But Charlie, I
need to go back and look at that.
Kayshawn and DNA had better performance. They had better chemistry. So they cadence, was dissing the cadence, them. Yeah, they was
back and forth.
But the material, the girls had a better material to me.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, but Rain got a battle coming up, folks.
Yeah.
You can find her on Instagram at the Boss Chick Rain. So that's at the Boss Chick Rain
with the E. R-A-I-N-E.
R-A-I-N-E.
And I'm Boss Chick Rain on all social media.
On all social media platforms, Twitter, YouTube, all that. You can just Google her. She comes right up, son.
I got a new show too I'm launching called Move the Culture. Okay. As well. And that's really,
is that Mondays?
It's gonna be Mondays. Move the Culture Mondays. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'll be paying attention.
Alright, that's what's up.
Mm-hmm. And she got Battle Talk Tuesday.
Battle Talk Tuesday. We're trying to do one day of the week. You, right.
You
know what
might
mean?
Have goddamn weak ass Wednesdays.
No, Wednesdays is Whip Appeal Wednesdays. I'm in the whip, and I'm just testing out people's music
that's
and shit.
Dope. That's
so, yeah, any artists too, send me your music.
Thursday, then?
I don't got Thursdays yet. So,
dots.
Not Thursdays. Probably just keep Throwback Thursdays.
Music like. Like City Girls and Luke and shit like that. You just play all that music. They're like, goddamn.
On
that
Thursday.
Friday is not, we can't do that. That gotta be
Friday is Female Rapper Friday.
Female Rapper. Also, you already got, okay, that's dope.
Or FMC Fridays.
All right, y'all. Check in every day, damn near, of the week for Rain.
Also, subscribe to the channel too on YouTube, Boss Chick TV.
That's right.
You know, website coming soon, BossChicksRule.nyc.
That's right.
Gonna bring back the merch and stuff and all that. So,
I want me a hat, a free one.
Okay.
Afford that shit no more. You see how much rent I pay. But anyway, you are on the Red Couch with Burn. You can follow us on Instagram at Red Couch with Burn, on Twitter Red Couch Burn, but everything else is at Red Couch with Burn, on YouTube Red Couch with Burn, Facebook at Red Couch with Burn, Patreon Red Couch with Burn, Spotify. For the podcast, because there is an actual audio of this whole thing. So we got the video, we got the audio too, baby. You know what I'm saying? We covering all aspects of life. Holla at your boy. We on the Red Couch with Rain. Boss Chick Rain, I really appreciate you for coming through.
Thank you y'all. For having me.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all for watching.
Peace. Thank y'all for tuning in.
Tuning in.
Peace.